Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a super handy trick for checking your engine oil that's going to save you a lot of hassle. Ever been in the situation where you pull out the dipstick and suddenly find yourself on the hunt for a rag or paper towel? I know, I have, and it's not fun. Well, stick around because I'm going to share a simple hack using just a piece of foam from a pool noodle that's going to make this process so much easier. Trust me. Once you set this up, you won't have to search for a towel again. Now let's get into what you'll need for this clever hack. First off, you'll want a foam pool noodle or an arm floaty. You can find these at any hardware store or Walmart for just a couple of bucks. And guess what? You only need about a 1-inch piece. So one noodle can last you ages, even if you've got multiple vehicles to work on. Next, you'll need a utility knife or scissors to cut that foam, and a ballpoint pen to punch a hole in it. And for safety's sake, grab some nitrile gloves. They're great for protecting your hands when you're checking the oil. So what's the deal with the foam piece? It works on pretty much any vehicle with an accessible dipstick. That means everything from lawnmowers to trucks with big V8 engines. If you can reach the dipstick, you can use this trick, whether you drive a Honda, Ford, Mazda, or whatever else. Now let's talk about preparing the foam piece. It's a super quick process. Just cut a section off that foam floaty. Aim for about 1 to 2 inches. It doesn't have to be perfect. Then you'll punch a hole in the center of it with your ballpoint pen. Make sure the hole is slightly bigger than your dipstick handle so it slides on snugly but doesn't fall off. A good rule of thumb is to aim for about 0.375 inches for the hole size. Just push the pen through and give it a little twist to open it up and you're good to go. Now here's where it gets interesting. We're going to install this foam piece on your dipstick. Pop the hood of your car and locate that engine oil dipstick. It usually has a bright colored handle, often yellow or orange, making it easy to spot. Slide your foam piece over the dipstick handle and position it where it's accessible, but not in the way of anything else. Just a quick warning, make sure it's not touching any hot surfaces like the exhaust manifold. You don't want it getting too close to something that can reach 800 degrees Celsius. So, how does this hack work when it's time to check your oil? Here's the magic. When you need to check your oil, just pull the dipstick out and slide it through that foam piece. It'll wipe the oil off for you. Super simple, right? After that first pull, put the dipstick back in all the way and then pull it out again for your actual oil level reading. Pro tip. Always check your oil when the engine is cold, like first thing in the morning. This gives you the most accurate reading as all the oil has settled back into the pan. And here's the best part. Once you've set this up, that foam will stay on your dipstick handle. No more looking around for paper towels or getting oil all over your hands trying to wipe it off on some random cardboard. Just make sure to replace the foam piece every 10 to 20 checks or whenever it gets too saturated with oil. You'll be amazed at how much money you save on shop rags and paper towels over time. But before we wrap up, let's touch on some important safety tips. Always let your engine cool down before checking the oil. Engine oil can get really hot, about 200 to 250 degrees Fahrenheit after running. And never check your oil while the engine is still running. That's a big no-no. Some engines have oil pressure that could spray oil everywhere, and you definitely don't want that. Also, make sure you don't push the foam piece down into the dipstick tube itself. It should only sit on the handle. If you push it in, you could end up with a false reading. Now you might be wondering, can using a foam floaty piece damage my car's engine? Not at all. The foam just touches the dipstick handle and never goes into the engine itself. Just make sure you're using closed cell foam like a pool noodle and you're golden. So, to sum it all up, grab a foam pool noodle, cut a small piece, punch a hole, install it on your dipstick, and you'll never be left searching for a towel again. Thanks for listening. What's one DIY hack you can't live without? I'll catch you in the next one.